It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Fall is here, and with it, the turning of autumn leaves.
Seeing the leaves fall from such a majestic tree always makes me feel a little wistful.
Lighten up, Linus. It's the natural order of things. Trees shed their leaves to conserve energy so they can get through the harsh, cold winter. The leaves rot, break down, and enrich the soil with nutrients. They also make the perfect compost for my flowers in the spring.
Wise old tree, I will honor your noble sacrifice.
And you too can honor the noble sacrifices of our arboreal fellow Illinoisans following the changing colors south across our state all October. We asked the members of our texting group about their favorite places to experience autumn in Illinois. Christina in Rock Falls said, "Last year I went to southern Illinois at the end of October for full color display at Garden of the Gods State Park. I'm hoping to split the difference regionally and seasonally by doing some local leaf peeping next weekend." And we also heard from Franny in Hinckley, who said, "Colors weekend at Starved Rock is the 19th and 20th. The colors by the river never disappoint." And we got a couple of voicemails.
Hi, this is John calling from Berwyn.
Hello, I'm Tana from rural Menard County.
Just to say how much it grinds my gears that people are going to New England or Appalachia to see fall colors. You're spending like 6, 7, 8 hours of your trip, like in a metal tube, a sealed metal tube, or an airport, all to just see what? Trees? We've got great trees here.
Back in the 70s, the principal at the elementary school, I believe his name was Mr. Stone, after he retired, he used to take bus tours of people out to the northeast of the United States for the fall colors. They told me that one time when they came back into Petersburg, coming in from the east, down the big hill where you could see the hill on the other side of the Sangamon River, in full fall color display, he said they never saw anything more beautiful out in the northeast than they did there.
Thank you to John and Tana for your messages. Joining us now to talk more about this and suggest a few travel itineraries is Daniel Thomas, Deputy Director of the Illinois Office of Tourism. Daniel, welcome to the 21st Show.
Great to be with you, Brian. Happy fall. It's the season's upon us.
It is indeed. Join the conversation today by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. Where do you like to go to see leaves change color? We'd love to hear your recommendations. We're going to be moving quickly. Only about 12 minutes left in the show today, so don't wait. 800-222-9455. All right, so for people interested in planning trips across the state, the best tool to use, I gather, would be the Fall Colors Trip Planner. It's a pretty slick website. Talk about what that is.
It is, Brian, and that's really a fan favorite on enjoyillinois.com. It's a collaboration, actually, with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and we launch that every year. And so viewers and visitors can actually look at the live and tracking and follow the changing kaleidoscope of colors all up and down the state. So they can plan their fall getaways, whether it's a day trip or an overnight, and see the changing colors in real time. And so, of course, you know, AccuWeather says that the Midwest is, in fact, the best place to view your fall colors this year. And so we will help visitors as we look at the northern part of the state, the central part, and the southern state, so people can plan precisely to get that great picturesque fall view right up and down Illinois.
So let's talk about some of those places to visit, and we can maybe start in northern Illinois and work our way down.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, somewhere close to home, obviously for anyone that's in the Windy City looking for either a day getaway or maybe an overnight or a short train trip, the Fox River Valley is just such a great area in the western edge of the Chicago suburbs. And that's an area which I'm talking from McHenry through to Ottawa and following the Fox River Valley. And it's home to small town charm, pumpkin farms, markets along the way. And you can really enjoy those panoramic views of the beautiful fall colors. And one of the things I love to suggest is getting on the Fox River with the St. Charles paddle wheel riverboat. Just that serenity of being on the water and seeing that fall foliage. And of course, you're in a region where the fabulous Fox Water Trail, it's a 45-mile bike trail along the Fox River, sort of covering areas of sort of North Aurora and Fabian Forest Reserve in Geneva. So, you know, whether you're looking at being on the water or actually getting out and being active, this is a beautiful part of the state, not too far away from Chicago.
Shout out to McHenry, our 21st show engineer today. Steve Mork is from McHenry. Yeah. He appreciates the reference. Starved Rock, we heard from Franny in the introduction to this that they have Fall Colors Weekend. Talk about that. That's a little further as we're getting towards central Illinois.
Yeah, it is. It's about 90 minutes, of course, and that's a favorite to Chicagoans and Illinoisans. You know, Starved Rock is such a beautiful area, but of course you're right in the area of Matheson State Park, Buffalo Rock. You can be on the St. Genevieve and actually see Buffalo Rock and the fall foliage with just sort of great elevation up. So it's a favorite. And of course, there's over 19 different hikes that you can do at your own pace. And it sort of covers whether you're out there with a family or whether you're on solo hiking, but you get some great fall foliage and elevation over that area as well.
I appreciate the reference to Matheson. So many people focus on Starved Rock and the lots get crowded. Let's just keep that to ourselves, though. It's just us.
Absolutely. I mean, they're all in the vicinity, 7 minutes away. It's a little bit of a secret, but yes, let's keep it close.
Yeah, all right. So as we move into central Illinois, we're talking Middle Fork River Forest, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, one of the things that I sort of, you know, love to do and sort of, you know, let's not forget about the Great River Road, right? One of our seven scenic byways. And that's the thing about Illinois. We've got 64 state parks, seven scenic byways. And of course, one of the things that it's a little bit further, about a 3-hour drive. Why not hit Galena? That's another favorite. Thunder Bay Falls and have, you know, connect with water. But then also head down the Mississippi River, follow that down and you can head through central and on your way to southern Illinois and hit Grafton and Elsa. And of course, Pierre Marquette State Park right outside Grafton is one of the top 10 best places to view fall colors in the country. And this is something that's relatively new. It's only a couple of years old, but Aries Resort Alpine Coaster. Imagine making your way through the fall foliage, 4,000 feet, tree, you know, you're meandering through the trees from elevation looking out over the Mississippi. And then, of course, in Elsa, this is known really because it's a village where time stood still and it's on the National Historic Register of Historic Places, and it's the perfect place to change gears and see just a magical part of the state.
Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about the best places in Illinois where you can see the leaves changing color this fall. My guest is Daniel Thomas, Deputy Director of the Illinois Office of Tourism. We asked you about this. Members of our texting group wrote in. Ryan in Champaign says, fall is the best season. Pumpkin carving, scary movies, sweater weather. Lloyd in Danville said, I'm an avid hunter, so as the season progresses, I see the colors of fall almost daily. In the wooded areas that I hunt, I also fish in a kayak and boat along rivers, streams, and area ponds. Just about 5 minutes left. If you want to join us, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Daniel, I don't want to overlook southern Illinois because, of course, that is probably the most heavily forested part of our state.
It is, and I think some of your listeners reference that. And, of course, when we talk to people, they see the visuals of Garden of the Gods and, of course, Shawnee National Forest, and they're really surprised if they haven't gotten that far south. And, of course, that's about a 5-hour drive. You can also take Amtrak and, of course, that new air service into Marion, pick up a rental car and explore that area. But in southern Illinois, a favorite that I have is the Cache River State Natural Area in Belknap. And, of course, you can actually get on the water once again and do some kayaking, but then you're in the middle of these towering ancient cypress trees. And of course, this is a really special part of the state because it's part of the Shawnee National Forest and it's wine country around that area as well. So you've got lots of events to do, to couples getaways. But of course, a really special part that you mentioned and some of your viewers mentioned is Garden of the Gods, where you overlook those towering bluffs and the views are just absolutely phenomenal. And then, of course, it's hiking, it's biking, it's kayaking. But maybe there's a shorter hike, and this is a lovely little favourite in this area, checking out the Pomona Natural Bridge Trail. And that's about a 90-foot natural bridge, and it's nestled in beautiful fall colours. So you really do feel like that you're in a different part of the world, and it's right here in southern Illinois.
Well, it just so happens we got a text message from Rhonda in Pomona who said, I live in the beautiful Shawnee National Forest, so I need only step outside to see the fall colors. Our Shawnee National Forest was built by the U.S. Forest Service with the help of the Civilian Conservation Corps and the Works Progress Administration. It's been in the hands of the U.S. Forest Service since designated in the mid-1930s. And should stay in the hands of the U.S. Forest Service. All right, Rhonda, getting a little political in our tourism segment this week. That is a conversation for another time on the show. Daniel, talk about timing. When is the best time to check out these places we've been talking about? Because it varies in different parts of Illinois.
It does, and that's the beauty because you get to follow it. So it really kicks off. It's kicked off a couple of weeks ago, mid-September, all the way through to late October. So that's the best time to do that. But as our viewers, if they head to enjoyillinois.com, every Friday we upload a new weather report and a tracker, so they'll be able to track up and down the state in that northern, central, and southern part. So, and then that's connected, one of our resource pages, we've got over 100 curated itineraries all across the state of suggestions, whether it's an overnight getaway. We also have Big Lincoln, our new AI chatbot, so if people want to ask Big Lincoln a question around fall foliage, you can engage with them as well. For our younger viewers that are comfortable and engaging and looking for recommendations via our AI tool.
That's fascinating. We did a show on Abraham Lincoln GPT, we called it, back in spring. Wasn't so great about the political stuff we were asking about. Maybe he's better on tourism. All right, beyond leaves, just a minute or two left. What else is good this time of year for people to consider on these road trips if they get a little tired of the leaf after leaf?
Yeah, I think one of the things that's really special about Illinois is we have our Illinois Made program, which is our small businesses, over 275 that have been recognized across the state. And these are everything from our pumpkin patches through to our artisans, their small businesses, their chocolatiers, their glassblowers. All of these are available and intertwined into a lot of our itineraries on enjoyillinois.com. And that's really special because, you know, that's what visitors are looking for. It's not just about getting on the road and looking at that fall foliage, but it's also stopping and maybe sipping an Illinois wine along the way or eating something that's really unique to Illinois. So we have a number of suggestions that visitors can enjoy and places to stop along the way. And we encourage people to overnight and just change their pace and have an overnight across Illinois.
Daniel Thomas, Deputy Director of the Illinois Office of Tourism. Thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st Show. Happy fall.
Happy fall, Brian. Thank you.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. I do want to mention, if you want to try that Fall Colors Trip Planner, we have a link to that on our website, 21stshow.org. We also have all the other segments we've talked about all week and all the ways to contact us. If you want to send us an email or leave us a voicemail or join our texting group, again, you can find all of that on our website, 21stshow.org. The 21st Show is now also on YouTube. You can find us there by searching for Illinois Public Media. The 21st Show is produced by Anna Casey, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda, and our digital producer is Coulson Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Steve Mork and Jason Croft, and Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. Nat King Cole, take us to the weekend.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn